Hi, this is Melisha Griffin from Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. But you knew that already because you're listening to it. But what you didn't know is that I am also a published poet. If you go to Amazon.com right now, you can check out both my collections of poetry. The first one is The Second Decade, Tales of an Adult-like Woman, and the second one is Where is the Yellow Butterfly? So be sure to go and check them out. Bye! Welcome back to Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog. I'm Melisha Griffin.
And I'm Devin Nance.
And we're here again.
Mm-hmm.
For the umpteenth time.
Yep.
What is umpteenth? What is that? How many times is that?
A lot.
A lot of times. All the times, the times you don't know how the times. That's how many times it is.
The times you don't know the times what?
When you don't know how many times is the times.
Okay.
That's the umpteenth time.
Thank you for the definition of umpteenth. For some reason, you decided you wanted to define it. I'm screaming.
So, yes. We're here again.
Mm-hmm.
Doing this thing.
Yep.
Doing this shindiggy.
It feels like it's been forever.
I know, but it was just last month, actually.
But March is a long-ass month.
Compared to February. Really actually not, because February is a short month. Oh, wait, this is March.
Yes.
I don't, never mind.
I'm like, what?
Bruh. No, I'm sorry. I'm a month behind. It doesn't make any sense because my birthday's in March.
If I say, it's your favorite month.
Yeah, it is. But I forgot. Today's my brother's birthday.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
He is 21. That's wild.
21. Like savage. Yep.
But that's like, that's weird.
I know. You're old as shit.
All your siblings are in their 20s.
I know. He was in his 20s last year.
But no, but I'm saying like...
He's like a legal adult.
Officially, like in their 20s.
It's weird.
I don't like that.
I used to change his diapers. Not very often, because I sucked at that. But...
Well, that's because you were also like...
Eight.
A child. I'm like...
Yeah, I was eight when he was born.
I'm going to say you were also a child. Most 8-year-olds don't know how to change diapers.
Yeah, you know, I tried to... You know, I did it with the assistants.
You were supervised?
Yes.
Mm.
But someone's foot always ended up in their poop.
I feel like with adults, somebody's foot ends up in their poop. Like the baby, not the adult.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And my birthday was this month. Yes, March 6th. Pisces, gang. I'm not 30.
Yet. But you're speeding towards it. No, I'm just kidding. But you are. You are.
She's just saying this because she's 28.75.
That 0.75 is important. Ask the two that I'm about, you know who I'm talking about. Ask them how important that 0.75, 0.25, 0.8271 is. Because them niggas be.
But ask her niece.
Milking it. I ain't worried about it. Ask them time about it, okay? Come feel like that on air. What the hell are we talking about? Because this has been a whole not even a thing.
Right. You know, we actually talk about something serious while we're sitting here joking.
I know. I'm like, this is not a good way to start this because it's like, key, but y'all.
No, seriously. The world's falling apart.
It's on fire. But no, so, that's just an indication of just current mindset. The world's been on fire for so long. We're just like that dog in that comic strip. This is fine.
Yeah.
This is fine.
Yeah.
And you know, well, you know us. We laughed at any motherfucking thing.
Yeah. I laughed in my pain, so, you know. And there's a lot of pain in the world lately, okay? So we are talking about the law today.
We getting into the law. Which, if it's any forecasting in my future, we'll interconnect again. You know, because cool stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Slow moment.
I'm about to say, all right, you just forgot about everything I ever told you. I'm leaving. The next time you hear is the door closing, and she's just going to be by herself, talking to herself.
No. I remember it. It just took me a minute.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so today we are talking about the state of sexuality. All right, so if you've been paying any attention to the news, social media, whatever.
Wherever you get your news from.
Exactly.
I get a lot of my news from social media.
So yeah, news, social media, other people. If you still got a newspaper, wow. All right, so if you've been paying attention to anything that is a news source, legislation around diversity and LGBT issues have been a hot topic moving from state to state. And when I tell you it's literally different from state to state.
No,
like,
seriously.
What the fuck?
No, seriously. There are some states who are like, what is it, Maryland, I think, that just passed some like gender confirming positive stuff.
Well, that's good, because yeah. I saw something today, and I can't remember which fucking state it was, that said there's a bill on the table that little girls can't talk about their periods in school.
Fuck, I hate America. All right, well, just a few days ago, the House, like the federal House of Representatives, approved the Parents' Bill of Rights Act, which means that parents must be notified first before a student can change their gender pronouns.
Okay. While supporters of the bill believe it allows parents to have a say in what their children are exposed to, many advocates against the bill are concerned that it will put many LGBT youth in unnecessary danger and cause shame and secrecy. Yes, because depending on what fucking state you're in or how your parents were raised, it could be a fucking problem.
So, yeah. I'm, you know, obviously here at Intimate Spaces, we're on the LGBT team.
Yes.
And we agree, right?
Yeah, like, there's some scary-ass shit that's happening in politics.
I mean, it's just, like, anti-trans bills, anti-LGBT bills, all just, like, left and right. We live in Kentucky, so we are not exempt. The state sucks ass.
No, backwards. The state sucks major ass. Like, majority of Kentucky sucks ass. Louisville and, like, some of the bigger cities do not. But the rest of the state... ass suckers.
And Louisville, you know, we give Louisville a lot of credit, but some of us suck ass too.
I mean, we do give Louisville a lot of credit, but, you know, the people that we interact with in our generation, I feel like we're going in the right direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're very open-minded.
Yeah, so but beyond that bill, there's been bills attacking, like, LGBT history in school curriculum and banning drag shows in public spaces.
I'm sorry. I saw a tweet recently that said, I've seen more pictures... They were talking about how drag queens are, like, grooming kids. But somebody was like, I've seen more pictures of kids at, like, 4 and 5 at fucking gun conventions holding big-ass assault weapons
mm-hmm.
than I have of kids, like, posing with drag queens. And it's, like, touche. Because, like, what the hell is that?
Honestly, I'm like, if you think that drag shows are sexual in any way, shape, or form... You haven't been to a drag show.
I'm about to say, these are the same people that have probably never been to a fucking drag show in their life. Because they're fun as shit. I don't understand.
I'm like, it's literally like a weird talent show.
Either that or, you know, because I like to look at both sides. Or you're the person that's like, you secretly like drag shows, but it goes against what you believe in. So you're just like, I don't like that. Or, you know, they make you feel some things that you don't want to talk about. Because you're whatever. Anyway, these bills are just part of a long list of state legislation that has taken a stance against marginalized communities, like attacks on anti-racism, diversity, and critical race theory. We're looking at you, Florida, for like most of this shit, bro. Because I think there's
something
about...
House Bill 99 or something like that that's out right now.
Oh.
That,
yeah.
Public institutions can't fund diversity projects, so... If you don't know, Devin and I are part of the D9.
Yep.
Shout out to the Zetas.
Whoop, whoop.
But that essentially puts...
All of that in danger.
D9 and multicultural...
Organizations.
Fraternities on the chopping block, potentially. We probably won't be able to be recognized by certain universities, won't be able to get school funding. And that's really unfortunate, because there are, like, entire HBCUs in Florida, like, multiple ones.
There are multiple HBCUs in Florida. But we're sitting here talking about all these things that are... inclusive and like giving access to organizations, community service, like being a part of something bigger than yourself, and access, like, you're talking about taking access away from students to have a true college experience.
Yeah.
You're meeting people, you're joining like-minded individuals, you're expanding your fucking circle.
And mind you, all this legislation around race, legislation around diversity, legislation around LGBT stuff. Like, this all exists because these are marginalized communities who once did not have anything. And so, I don't know. This, like, reverse, like...
It doesn't make any sense.
What was me, white people? What was me, straight people? Like, in reality, you've always had the things.
Nothing is
these laws have made it possible for us
To also have the things. Because y'all not doing shit to those whitewashed ass sororities and fraternities. They just sitting there.
And, well, I mean, we sit here and we talk about, like, oh, we don't want to talk about LGBT topics, but you talk about your son or daughter having a little boyfriend and girlfriend. We, like, banning certain shows and movies that had LGBT couples. And it's like, if we're gonna, and don't, I'm not hating on Princess and the Frog. I just want to say this right now, because I fucking love that movie. Shout out to Disney for finally having a black princess, even though she was a frog majority of the time, so that's kind of fucked up. But
yes,
if we can sit here and have our kids watch a movie where a bitch kisses a frog, bro, like, that's not some weird bestiality shit, then we can see two women, like, do a little pick a pick. Like, you'll be okay. Like, people are just weird.
People are worried about all kinds of shit that has not. People are worried about other people's business. And we've all, they've always been that way. Don't got shit to do with you.
No. No, it usually don't. It usually don't. But, yeah, so, I mean, I've seen so many states. Our state, I think our state didn't pass the drag bill.
No.
So it did not pass. So shout out to all the people who made sure that happened, because it literally was like, you cannot have a drag show in any public space, or like any public walkway. It was like a sidewalk, like within a certain amount. It was like, so basically you could not have them at all, basically, the way that the bill was set up.
But it doesn't make fucking sense, because you're trying to do that on the state level, but one of your cities is continuously ranked, like, just very LGBT inclusive, so that's very ass backwards.
Yeah. And I was like, the amount of tourists that come in to watch the drag shows, I mean, like, Moo's a pretty big one.
Like, Moo, the big, Hub.
The Hub has a big one.
Drag brunches and stuff.
Play has one.
Play.
Sister's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many here.
All of these spaces.
So.
And fucking, like, we have a pretty big LGBT scene. Like, yeah. Even outside of drag shows.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many places on Barstown Road. Like, and y'all just gone.
I think politicians forget that they have constituents.
They definitely do, because, like, what the hell was that gonna look like for Pride?
No, seriously.
Like, that was gonna be bad.
Yeah.
No, but shout out to the people, because there were videos on Twitter of just people of all ages, high school students, college students, just in Frankfurt, sitting outside the session. Like, literally, there was a video, and I meant to send it to you. There was a video of, like, the session, mm-hmm. and, like, representatives, like, the doors were closed, and you could literally hear them through the doors, like, the students and the people yelling.
Oh, wow.
Like, no, you aren't going to ignore the fact that you have constituents. We're right here. We're right fucking here.
Well, you know, I can't tell you every single state that's doing what.
No.
But if you live in a different state, look your stuff up and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not enough for us to just sit here and talk about it. Like, we really got to bring it to action. And we'll talk about that when
next.
We come back from the break.
Yeah.
This is a quick episode, guys.
It is.
I hate saying guys. It's so gender binary. Comrades.
I hate you so much. You love that word. It's a quick episode, y'all, so we'll be right back, okay? And we're back. Like, that weird ass pause.
Yeah, I don't know why it took so long to pop that back up.
Because it did it the first time, too. Sorry, y'all. We're very confused by technology currently. It's doing too much.
Oh, yeah.
It's doing too much. All right, so part one, we talked about all the things. Well, some of the things that are happening in the dumpster fire.
That is America.
That is floating in the ocean called America.
We all live here.
Yes.
Anyway.
But say, let's not go down that road. It'll quickly turn into crying, screaming, and leaving.
But it's the last week of March. So in honor of LGBT Health Awareness Week and International Trans Visibility Day on the 31st, what can we do to support marginalized communities impacted by this legislation?
Well, I'm glad you asked. First, it's important to remember that we are the constituents. Politicians are meant to represent us. They answer to us when we vote. Contact your representatives and let them know how you feel about these bills.
Show up to the capitals. Okay? Burn it down. This is a revolution. Maybe not that. Maybe too deep? Too deep? Too far?
I like the imagery and I love the enthusiasm, but, you know,
Don't commit law. I mean, wait.
Arson.
Crimes is what I was trying to say.
Let's not encourage crimes. Don't commit law. We need that to be a t-shirt. If you make t-shirts.
Don't commit laws.
Please get, if you send 2 t-shirts to us, I swear to God, I will post it and tag that shit. Because that is the funniest thing I've ever heard today. She said, do not commit laws. Okay. What I was trying to say before I was really interrupted by someone being loud and wrong was, we don't want to encourage arson.
No.
But she threw me off. I was trying to be serious. And you fucked it up.
Oh my God. Because arson is a bad law.
Crime.
Right.
You're just literally, now she's going to commit to this for the rest of the episode, you guys. Oh my God. Okay.
Other things we can do. So we can educate others on the history of LGBT issues and its impact, right? So this is not, we know this is not new.
It's not new.
Right. LGBT folks have been fighting for rights since they existed.
The dawn of time.
Right. And we can talk about like the gay liberation movement that happened in the 60s and its continuation. Talk about same-sex marriage rights.
Yep.
I mean, trans rights. Like,
all the rights.
Right? So this is nothing new. The unfortunate reality is that people are trying to act like there's some sort of special privileges in being a member of the LGBT community, and it's not.
Just like they act like it's some sort of privilege of being black, and it's like,
I'm waiting on the privileges.
I'm about to say, it's magical.
Give them to me.
Have y'all seen that meme where it's like, being black is lit, but also dangerous? It's both of those things. Like, yes. We have a blast, but it's dangerous as the shit. Yeah. All right. But you can also support LGBT endeavors like drag shows. Y'all, if you have not been to a drag brunch in Louisville, Kentucky, what the fuck are you doing? They are so much fun.
No, seriously. I love drag brunches.
There's no grooming involved. It's literally just joy.
Yes. And do you not like joy?
Do you not like joy? Do you not like seeing people do shit that you thought you could do and you can't? Because I enjoy it, all right? I'd be over there like, first of all, teach me your ways. Teach me your dances.
But beyond drag shows, there's also like parades,
festivals.
If you have like a fairness campaign, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. Some sort of like youth group for LGBT folks or BIPOC folks.
Keep an eye on community like organizations and things like that. There are always there's fun, but you know, educational events. They're always just like super informative things. People come through higher education institutions that aren't fucking insane. People come through and have talks and conversations and like all kinds of stuff. So just check it out, honestly.
And then lastly, just remember who and what you stand for. So like we said, here at Intimate Spaces, we are pro everybody.
Yes.
Who's consensual and legal.
We're rooting for all beings.
Yes, like, you know, so especially marginalized folks, because a lot of times they get situations like this happen where it's like, I'm just confused. It's like, you're already oppressed. You're already getting the worst kind of everything in America. And then here America comes kicking you while you're down. It's crazy. So we're always on team underdog, okay? We're always team people of color, especially black folks. We are always team LGBT, especially trans folks, non-binary folks. And we are always team women up in this biatch.
And for any of those listeners or like just people just in the world that are like feeling very just targeted, like, we see you
for real
and we love you, and like, this shit is crazy. You are allowed to be your best self and we love you for being your best self.
Exactly. You know, I'm just like, no harm, no foul. Like, if you're not hurting people, I don't get what the big fucking deal is.
No,
like, we're not all meant to be the same.
We're not. The same is boring.
So fucking boring. Ugh.
Like, if y'all gonna sit here and tell me that, you know, we were created differently, as some religions will teach, then that means all the differences. Not just the differences that you're okay with.
Preach.
Okay?
And hallelujah!
That has been Encouraging Corner, bitch.
Oh, goodness. Well, like we said, this is a really short episode.
Like, this was a short-ass motherfucker. Like, listen, this one.
Me.
I'm so sorry. I saw the opportunity, took it. I opened the door, walked through it, slammed that bitch shut. Sorry, okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
So me and Devin are just really tired, y'all. Okay, it's been quite the month, okay?
I feel like we've had a lot to do.
Have we? I just feel like...
Have I seen you?
No, I mean, we've seen each other here and there.
Barely.
You came to my birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw you again,
fucking Saturday.
Was that it, really?
No, we went to dinner.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was before my birthday party.
What day is it?
The 27th?
Yeah. God, Jesus. Okay, well.
Yeah, no, I saw you. I did see you at dinner, though.
Uh-huh. And then
I saw you at my birthday party.
Birthday party?
I saw you, yeah, this weekend.
That's crazy. We're going to hang out next week, because I'm your date, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that is next weekend. Uh-huh. I was like, what? This weekend is the first.
I said next weekend.
I know. I wasn't listening. But, I wasn't listening.
You never listen to me. All right, you guys, you're going to hear our first on-air fight. No, I'm just kidding.
So we're just really tired. But we're going to talk about announcements.
Great. Yeah. What's going on with Intimate Spaces, guys?
So, first of all, we just had our second book club meeting. It was really good. So, if we are not taking any new members now, because we are officially, like, deep into the book. We're, like, into chapter 20 now. So... Unfortunately, you missed that. But be on the lookout for the next book club, which will probably start like later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Second, April 29th, we are going to have a lingerie selfie party and aphrodisiac tasting. Be on the lookout for that flyer to be posted today. Yeah. And it'll tell you, but the post will tell you how to get your tickets and stuff. Speaking of tickets... Our big event is coming up June 3rd. It is our date auction. You have until April 1st to participate as someone getting auctioned off.
Woo woo.
So if you're interested in, you're single and ready to mingle.
Yes.
You're looking for a new friend.
Yes.
You're looking for a new business venture.
You ready to take that risk in the love. A little bit above.
Then, yes, sign up for our date auction. You have until April 1st to do that. We're also taking vendors. So if you're a sex positive, body positive, black positive, queer positive vendor, any of those, then please reach out to us so that we can get you a table at the event so you can sell your products and make some money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, tickets for the event, if you're just trying to go and bid, or you're just trying to go and watch other people bid and maybe mix and mingle, get some drinks, get some food, do a little shopping, then yeah, tickets for that go on Eventbrite April 1st. So be there or be motherfucking square. It's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get to come hang, you get another opportunity to come hang out with us.
Yeah, we're gonna be on stage like this. I got 10, I got 15, you got 20, you got 20, you got 20, you got 20,
25. You might be lightly roasted, but it's okay. Because we love you. Yeah. That's our love language.
You know.
It'll be fun. It'll be a fun time. If you came to erotic spaces in the past, it'll be a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a very fun time.
We like to have fun.
We do. We're fun people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else?
I'm about to go take a nizet. Oh, no, I'm not. I gotta go to a meeting. But
I'm about to say, no, you're not. You are about to leave this house as well. Because if you go to sleep,
it's over.
You're gonna wake up tomorrow morning.
But yeah, no, I am tired though. I can't wait to go to sleep tonight.
Oh no, very tired. Very, very, very tired. Get some rest, y'all. Rest is important, okay?
Yes. I'm doing a group rest, but that's like a personal thing. Y'all just gonna get together and nap.
It's gonna be beautiful. I'm on the nap virtually because I got shit to do at my house. But, you know, rest is good. All right, guys.
We'll see y'all on the flip side.
We will.
Bye. Bye.
Hey y'all, this is Devin Nance. You may know me as the co-host of Intimate Spaces Beyond the Blog, but I'm here to tell you all about my podcast, This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of, you guessed it, this black girl. Like I said, join me on a weekly basis wherever you listen to podcasts, and let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about any and everything and its impact on me from the perspective of, one more time, this black girl. And don't forget to subscribe for weekly notifications about new episodes. Rate and review, leave a comment, leave your feedback. Love to hear from you. And let's just have some fun. So once again, tune in to This Black Girl, a weekly podcast all about topics from the perspective of this black girl. Trust me, she has a lot to say. Bye, y'all.